A man is dead after he forced his way into a South Carolina apartment and was shot by the occupant, according to the Richland County Sheriff's Department. The incident occurred around 10:30 p.m. Sunday on Bayfield Road in Columbia. When deputies arrived, they found the man suffering from a gunshot wound. He was transported to a nearby hospital, where he later died. Authorities have not released his identity. According to investigators, the resident told deputies that the man kicked in the apartment door uninvited. Fearing for his safety, the resident grabbed a firearm and fired. After reviewing the evidence and statements, authorities concluded on Wednesday that the shooting was a justifiable homicide. No charges will be filed. This case is a strong example of how quickly a situation can escalate when someone violates the sanctity of a person's home. In South Carolina, like in many other states, residents have the legal right to defend themselves under the Stand Your Ground Law and the Castle Doctrine. These laws generally allow a person to use force, including deadly force, when they believe they are under imminent threat inside their own home. From a self-defense and firearms perspective, this situation serves as a reminder of the importance of readiness and understanding local laws. Home invasions are unpredictable and can happen at any time, often leaving victims with only seconds to react. Those who legally own firearms for protection should regularly review local self-defense statutes and ensure their firearms are stored securely, yet are accessible in emergencies. Understanding your rights in a home defense situation. For anyone who chooses to keep a firearm at home for protection, it's essential to understand the responsibilities that come with it. This includes being trained in safe handling, proper storage, and having a firm grasp of state-specific self-defense laws. Taking proactive steps to prepare, such as installing security systems, maintaining situational awareness, and discussing emergency plans with family members, can make a critical difference in these high-stress scenarios.